The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. Michael like Herzog sitting in on Tuesdays for you now. I'll tell you what. I'm going to play this clip for you in its entirety. This is Victoria Nuland and Ambassador Jeffrey Pyatt talking about the coup, which flies in the face of what Netflix put out as far as the documentary on the real reason for the Orange Color Revolution. Now, Bruce, Dave, Brett, and Edward are on the line waiting. Stay there, guys. When I get back from this playing this clip, I'll go ahead and start taking the calls. So let's go ahead, Mike. Play clip five. This is Victoria Nuland and Jeffrey Pyatt discussing this. Go ahead.
What do you think?
I think we're in play. The Klitschko piece is obviously the complicated electron here, especially the announcement of him as deputy prime minister. And you've seen some of my notes on the troubles in the marriage right now, so we're trying to get a read really fast on where he is on this stuff. But I think your argument to him, which you'll need to make, I think that's the next phone call we want to set up, is exactly the one you made to Yachts. And I'm glad you sort of put him on the spot on where he fits in this scenario. And I'm very glad he said what he said in response.
Good. So I don't think Cleat should go into the government. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I guess... You think, what in terms of him not going into the government, just let him sort of stay out and do his political homework and stuff. I'm just thinking, in terms of sort of the process moving ahead, we want to keep the moderate Democrats together. The problem is going to be Tanibok and his guys. And, you know, I'm sure that's part of what Yanukovych is calculating on all of this.
I think Yats is the guy who's got the economic experience, the governing experience. He's the guy, you know, what he needs is Cleach and Tony Book on the outside. He needs to be talking to them four times a week, you know. I just think Cleach going in, he's going to be at that level working for Yatsenyuk. It's just not going to work.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. Okay, good. Well, do you want us to try to set up a call with him as the next step?
My understanding from that call, but you tell me, was that the big three were going into their own meeting and that Yats was going to offer in that context a three-way, you know, the three-plus-one conversation or three-plus-two with you. Is that not how you understood it?
No, I think, I mean, that's what he proposed, but I think just knowing the dynamic that's been with them where Klitschko has been the top dog, he's going to take a while to show up for whatever meeting they've got, and he's probably talking to his guys at this point, so... I think you reaching out directly to him helps with the personality management among the three, and it gives you also a chance to move fast on all this stuff and put us behind it before they all sit down and he explains why he doesn't like it.
Okay, good. I'm happy. Why don't you reach out to him and see if he wants to talk before or after?
Okay, will do. Thanks.
Okay, I've now written... Oh, one more wrinkle for you, Jeff.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I told you this or if I only told Washington this, that when I talked to Jeff Feltman this morning, he had a new name for the UN guy, Robert Seri. Did I write
yeah.
you that this morning?
Yeah, okay. I saw that.
He's now gotten both Seri and Ban Ki-moon to agree that Seri could come in Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
So that would be great, I think, to help glue this thing and have the UN help glue it and, you know, fuck the EU.
No, exactly, and I think we've got to do something to make it stick together because you can be pretty sure that if it does start to gain altitude, the Russians will be working behind the scenes to try to torpedo it. And again, the fact that this is out there right now, I'm still trying to figure out in my mind why Yanukovych that. But in the meantime, there's a Party of Regions faction meeting going on right now, and I'm sure there's a lively argument going on in that group at this point. But anyway, we could land jelly set up on this
right,
one
right,
if we move fast. So
off.
Let me work.
The audience gets the point here. Biden was controlling all of this, okay? And basically, the attitude from the entire administration to keep their Barack Obama administration was to keep their criminality going. So it was F the EU. With that, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bruce in Texas. Bruce, you're on with Michael. Thank you for holding. Go ahead, sir. Hello, Bruce in Texas.
All right, you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
All right, super. Yeah, I'll be pretty quick here. You know, NATO, and I was involved in the first Gulf War in 1991. And I'm looking right here. You know, there was Desert Shield and then Desert Storm. Desert Shield was the buildup towards the war. And so this is from Wikipedia. The air campaign of the Gulf War, also known as 1991 bombing of Iraq, was an extensive aerial bombing campaign, et cetera, et cetera. The coalition flew over 100,000 sorties, dropping 88,500 tons of bombs, widely destroying military and civilian infrastructure. We all saw that on TV if you weren't, you know, deployed over there to begin with, but I saw it when I got home. And you also had the Basra Highway massacre that happened during the weekend of Purim.
Right.
Yeah, Iraqi soldiers were trying to get back. They were retreating, and it was just a slaughter. And you had Afghanistan. How many people did we bomb there? You had NATO bomb Libya. You had NATO supposed to be a defensive organization. You know, it bombed Libya, the smithereens. It bombed Kosovo, you know. And so how can anybody not blame Putin for not wanting NATO on the damn doorstep?
Mm-hmm. Right, right, exactly. And you're getting the cart ahead of the horse here, because if I have time, I'm going to go ahead and report on that. But the bottom line is that it's the pot calling the kettle black to call Putin a killer and a thug when these same perpetrators have been behind this for a long, long time, going all the way back even before the George H.W. Bush debacle in 1991, where, you know, they accused Saddam Hussein of Saddam Hussein was accusing Kuwait of slant drilling into their sovereign territory, which was a lie. Which was the premise for the war to begin with. That was Desert Shield. Then they marched in there under Desert Storm, under George H.W. Bush, and dismantled most of their military equipment, okay? And they put sanctions on them, which killed 500,000 Iraqis, okay, which Madeleine Albright, as Steve Elkins mentioned, oh, we think it was worth it. It's never worth it to kill people. Anything else, Bruce?
Yeah, you know, this is they're taking RT off European networks, and YouTube is demonetizing them. Be familiar with the software Disqus, which is, you know, the comment certain website. Well, Disqus went off yesterday, and the opposition, already get the opposition, but the you know, the shills for the West, they were getting slammed. I mean, they weren't winning one argument in that. So Disqus pulled their software off of RT. RT came up with a replacement within 24 hours. So kudos to them. And this is just a mask coming off. This is the same government that wants us, you know, that forces vaccines on us, that you know, violates our rights. And it's not Russia that interfered in our election. It's the Democratic Party, you know. And so I think it's pretty clear who's in the right, who's in the wrong, and I just, of good conscience, can't, you know, you're supposed to be patriotic, but I look at good versus bad, and that's where I stand.
No, it's pretty clear for anybody who has eyes to see. Okay, thank you for the call. I got loaded phone lines here. Thanks, Bruce. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. You're on with Michael. Go ahead, Dave. What do you got?
Oh, hello, Michael. Yeah, you know, when I hear this business about Putin being a thug and a murderer, what immediately jumps into my mind is the Clinton body count,
huh.
You know,
yeah.
And here's this Hillary Clinton, and in all likelihood, she's going to be the Democratic nominee in 2024 for the Democratic Party running for president. She claims she, during Bill Clinton's presidency, she claims that she was the co-president, but I characterize her, she was Bill Clinton's comorbidity, okay? She wasn't Bill Clinton's co-president, but she was Bill Clinton's comorbidity. But can you imagine those wicked, evil, murderous thugs accusing President Putin of being a murderous thug, and that's just the Clinton body count. Not to mention all the other murders and killings. That I had a friend, Victor Thorne, Scott McCuffka, that they suicided him down in Pennsylvania. And I mean, there's been so many people that have been suicided, and so there's that point. And then another quick point, Michael, and then I'll hear your response, Michael, and everything. But, you know, these politicians, these phony politicians in Washington, they're always giving lip service to this nuclear non-proliferation, and they're always blaming Russia and everything, that they just won't cooperate with nuclear non-proliferation. Well, they're really putting a lie to that. They're all for nuclear proliferation, those scumbag politicians in Washington. They're all for nuclear proliferation right up on Russia's border. They're trying to hem Russia up. And
I agree. Dave, do me a favor, will you, before you hang up, will you give Mike your contact information? Because we've had a couple of inquiries regarding Lee Kroc's product, and evidently when I talked to you the other day, you didn't leave the information with the engineer.
No, I left it with Mike already a couple
did you?
Of times.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Very good. All right. All right.
But but Michael, before you move on, I'd love to give a shout out to Laura from Michigan. I believe I have that correct. Laura from Michigan. She called in, and I won't name the talk show, but she called into an RBN talk show, and she defended President Putin. And the talk show host, just because, and Laura has the right to defend President Putin and say a few positive things about President Putin. And the talk show host told the board operator to just ban him and don't ever take her calls again. And
Dave, hold on. I have nothing to do with any other hosts on the network. I know who you're speaking of because I believe she called into Rivero's show today, I think, because I was listening to the end of his show. But the bottom line is there's nothing I can do about that, sir. We all have our own opinions, and nobody polices what we say. So I can't speak for it. I can't defend or, you know, offend or say anything about that, okay, because I don't know. As far as banning people from the network, that's not my authority, okay? I have nothing to do with it. So I'm sorry that happened, but I'm the wrong guy to talk to about it, okay? Is he gone? Dave? Okay. Well, let's go to Fred in Iowa. Fred, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah.
I second the motion for Lorna. Please call in. I travel all over northern Mongolia, the Taiga, and Siberia and Russia. And I've downloaded a lot of things about it. The Russian people like us very much. And how I do it, I ride my little mouse and I go all over. But I'm very familiar with Russia and the rivers and the country and the terrain and the people and their beliefs. Okay, I've got somebody could say something, loss of a better word, bad about Putin. Okay, first of all, I want to talk about Cuba, Ukraine together. Okay, if Putin was over here at Cuba, you know what the hell would be happening. All the people, the white men and the white women, the black men, the black women, and all colors, you know, get out, you're on our border. What the hell is he doing about his Cuba? And you won't understand this. The first beast of Revelation is doing to him, or the country that's doing to his Cuba, which is the Ukraine and NATO and the UN. It's just like the Russians being in Cuba. Okay. One thing, and I don't think you'll understand this, but to be baptized, sprinkled as an infant means nothing. That doesn't mean your parents don't love you or that. You have to be the age of reason to make a choice and decision if you will be baptized and who you will be baptized who, which is Christ, God.
Right. Okay, let me interject here, Fred. Okay, first of all...
Yeah, go ahead.
I look at people's actions, not their words. For example, I have looked at Biden since he's been in office for a little bit over a year, and I have seen nothing but lies come out of this man's mouth. Hence, 4 years prior to that, I saw Donald Trump, and I'm not pro or con against Trump because of the vaccine situation, but I will say he did try to do everything, and I emphasize try to do everything that he said he was going to do. He couldn't get it done because there was too many stumbling blocks in his way. However, going to Putin now, okay? I have seen what has transpired with Vladimir Putin and NATO and the incursions over the past 15 years, actually, since he's been put in office. And I haven't seen him be a killer or a thug. I haven't seen it, just like I haven't seen Donald Trump be a racist and a homophobe and a bigot. I haven't seen it. If somebody can show it to me, that's fine. On the subject of being baptized at birth, I agree with you. You have to be at the age of understanding and consent. However, actions speaking louder than words, Fred. Putin's actions far outweigh somebody who has values and empathy and compassion than Biden does. I will say that. Go ahead.
Right on. Can I talk for just a little bit?
Hello? You got 1 minute, buddy, and I got callers lined up, Fred, so go ahead.
All right, don't get me flustered here. I'm 85 years old. When the 16 election, I vowed before the election was held that I would never again in my lifetime vote for president. I made that vow, and I'll probably keep it. Okay, with that being said, the only thing that Putin did, and I've got it downloaded and everything, that you cannot evangelize in Russia. Now, before that in the 90s and up to 2000, the church is good, and the church I belong to evangelized and held big meetings in Russia and a lot of converts and everything. But you probably don't know nothing about the old believers, and they were killed. Now, they were slaughtered. Okay, they were supposed to be Orthodox, and if they weren't Orthodox, they got killed. And that's why they spread out all over the taiga and Siberia. But, I had to get this out. Anyhow, that's the only thing that I don't agree with Putin. Everything else, Russians like Putin and the second beast of Revelation is attacking Ukraine. In other words, United Nations and the UN.
I agree with you. Fred, I got to let you go, buddy, because I've got callers lined up.
Thank
you. A commercial break coming up. I appreciate your input. Before the break, let's go to Edward in Iowa. Edward, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. I'll hold you over after the break if I need to. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael. I just have two quick things. The only thing I wanted to say about the Russia-Ukraine thing is that all we have to do is watch the media. Whatever the media says, we know they always lie. They're always on the opposite side of the coin. And so if they're talking against Russia, that means we should be talking for Russia. That's the bottom line. So I know that Donald Trump probably had a great conversation with Putin about Ukraine, cleaning it up, getting rid of all the Jews and all those people that are running that thing. All those people are Jewish, and they are Zionists. And so that's probably the deal with that. So the other thing that I wanted to say was, Ralph Winterberg.
I'm pressing a break, Edward. Hold on. I'll pick you up after the break, okay? Just hold that thought. Okay. Be right back.
We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring, waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring.
And maybe a diamond ring. All right, we're back. National Intel Report. Michael Herzog sitting in for the late, great John Stadtmiller. We were talking about Edward in Iowa. Edward, go ahead. You're still on the air. Finish your thought, buddy.
Yeah, yes. All I wanted to say to you, Ralph has got a heart problem, right?
I don't know. I know he was in the hospital. I don't know much about what's going on with Ralph.
Okay, well, if he's a heart patient, if he's a heart patient, I am, what he needs to do is, and I started doing it, and it worked perfect for me. What I started doing is I learned, and I did all my research on this, and I know that it's right. He needs to start drinking a little bit of red wine, sweet red wine or sangria. I drink both of them a little bit each day. Keeps the blood thin. And it helps the arteries and the heart, and it has helped even my lungs. It's helped a lot of stuff. So I just wanted to tell you, if you can get in touch with him or somebody can get in touch with him and tell him before he gets too far off or too far gone, he can save himself if he'll do that. And he'll
well,
see.
What you just told me, the producer's picking up, and he can relay it on because he's listening to everything that all the callers are saying. So
okay,
right.
Good.
Well, I appreciate that.
Good.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else before I let you go?
That's all I had. All right,
thanks, Edward. Appreciate it. Let's go to Patrick in Texas. Patrick, you're on with Mike. Go ahead. Appreciate you holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a red wine that's got polyphenols, which is an antioxidant. It kills a lot of bad free radicals. The guy was talking about, you know, the Slavic people love, you know, Americans, and that was echoed by Ingrid Zindel, where she said that she was a Mennonite farmer in Russia, and he was protected by the Romanov family, and they got along great. And then, of course, they the rich family, they were the target. He stopped the League of Nations, and then Rothschild War, he would get revenge. What he did, he killed his whole family in a ritualistic style. Took all his money, put it in the New York Fed bank, so they got all they weakened the czar, and they so the Jewish led Bolsheviks went in, started slaughtering everybody, so that was the intent of the First World War, was to weaken the czar, and then they went in and done business, and then. After that, you know, Germany was a bad guy because they had become the industrial leader of the world, and that had to stop. The Second World War, you know, again, Germany was looking, they were having vacations, and, you know, going to England, they were blocked from going into England. They had run out the central bank, you know, and so they had to take him out. It is always about monetary reasons. It was like our greatest president, John F. Kennedy, who said Hitler would be fine to be a great man. He went around the banks. He made his silver certificate, and that wasn't going to work. And then Jefferson blocked the first bank, and Rothschild says if you don't renew the charter, there's going to be war. And then we got the war 1812 because Jefferson blocked it. And then Andrew Jackson, another great president, blocked the bank. He says, "You're nothing but a den of vipers. I will root you out." It's simple, you know. It's just that we're not allowed to see any of it because they go out of their way to completely control all the newspapers. They created the Reuters International right after the Civil War, with all these Sherman said is I should have been tried for war crimes. Damn right, you know, it was nothing more than just total war. You don't go after civilians, and so they covered all that up. It's the same modus operandi over and over. I'll let you go. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Patrick. I appreciate the history lesson. We're going to, not that I didn't know most of it anyway, but some of the audience may not have known that. What's the book? And I think Mike Rivero advertised it on his website, All Wars or Bankers' Wars. Well, that's pretty much it. And if you throw into the mix the criminality and the corruption and, you know, the Biden family with their interests over there in the Ukraine. No wonder they're upset that Vladimir Putin is trying to come in there and put a stop to it. You know, that's their cash cow, or at least one of them. So, you know, what's interesting, and as I was watching this Netflix documentary last night, you know, they were talking about, well, you know, Putin's invading a sovereign country, and they wanted to be a part of the EU. Well, you know, I got bad news for Netflix, but Ukraine is not a sovereign country. Now, I'm going to get into that in a little bit. I haven't heard the music yet, but I think we got a commercial break coming up here at the bottom of the hour. According to my clock, I hear the music. So when we get back, I'm going to get into that. Ukraine is not a sovereign country. So hold that thought. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, I'm going to tell you that Ukraine is not a sovereign country, okay? This is a whopper lie that they say it's a sovereign country. Now, I'm going to take a couple of phone calls before I go into this. We got Murr in Wisconsin on the line. Murr, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. Yeah, I was going to talk about that, too. Yeah. Ukraine is Russian and always has been. It has no borders. Okay, and until 8 years ago when Noodle Woman and Biden and Obama and for their Jew banker controllers set up a puppet regime. Now, Biden's talking about a puppet regime being set up by Putin. No, they've put one in there. The people elected the guy that was in there before, which I don't have his name in front of me. But, yeah, right. And also NATO.
Yanukovych.
Yes, thank you.
That's his name. Yeah.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Very good. Yeah, but his Article 5 of the NATO Charter says that all the other NATO countries, if they're attacked, one of them's attacked, all the rest can jump in. That's why they wanted Ukraine to be in NATO. And it's also a treaty organization. How does the North Atlantic get in the Black Sea to begin with? But a treaty organization in Article 6 of our Constitution, which is kind of null and void anyway at this point, says that treaties override all other laws.
Come on,
Mara.
The Constitution, we stand on the Constitution. Go ahead.
Well, you won't if you learn what I've learned.
Yeah. It reminds me of John, you know, it's the Constitution. Yeah, like they haven't stepped all over it.
I wish it were that simple. No, in August this last year, a Jewish writer came out and finally admitted, I mean, we knew it, Alexander Hamilton was Jewish. And he threw a monkey wrench in everything to begin with and started a central bank, and he ran Washington's administration. He was the treasurer. And, of course, Washington died of bloodletting. You know, they play it down. Oh, leeches. No, they drained 7/8 of his blood out for a sore throat. And speaking of heart problems and polyphenols, while I'm thinking of it, Concord grape juice, fresh Concord. It doesn't have to be wine. My children, when we were all, you know, when they were growing up, we'd all, often as a family, we'd have our little glass of wine. It was like a little wine party with all the whole family, you know. You just need a little bit every day, and it's great.
Tastes
really good. And I told Steve this before, Elkins, when he was talking about wine, and he's just forgotten. But, yeah, I'm the nutrition person. He's the medical person.
Well, that's, you know, and that's fine. And I would rather side with that because, you know, they were talking about it being a blood thinner. Well, guess what? You know, the pharmaceutical companies have a solution for that. They've got all these blood thinners. One of them is called Eliquis, which is a blood thinner. They prescribe it for blood clots. You know how much it costs? $1,000 a bottle.
Dear Lord.
You can buy the same bottle for $100 in Mexico, 50 miles away from where I live. Interesting. Wonder why that is.
Yeah, this is kind of humor, but it isn't with all these clot shots and what they're doing and trying to normalize now cardio problems with children and stroke.
Yeah.
So drink your grape juice, babies. Don't get any more shots.
Anything else you want to add, Mer?
That's pretty much it. Yep. Thank you.
What?
Good to hear you.
All right, honey. All right. I'll talk to you again. All right. Let's go to Reb in Colorado. Reb, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Sorry. Thank you for waiting. Reb in Colorado.
We lost Reb, apparently.
We lost Reb. He's gone? Okay. All right. Let's get back to this. Ukraine is a sovereign country. That's a lie. You know, Netflix said it was a sovereign country. Biden says it's a sovereign country. But, you know, like the caller that called in a little while ago, anything you hear on the mainstream media, you believe the opposite because it's all lies. William Casey, 1981, at Ronald Reagan's inauguration. Ronald Reagan asked William Casey, what do you envision for the future of America? William Casey replied that the CIA won't be happy until everything that the American people watch on mainstream news is a lie. Well, we've arrived at that. Yes. Ukraine is a sovereign nation. Lie. Not. This is one of the whopper lies, folks. The fact is that the Ukraine is currently a vassal state of the Anglo-American Empire, and its shadow government is being run out of the United States Embassy in Kiev, being led and orchestrated by a Russophobe, a neocon American, Victoria Nuland, who serves as the Undersecretary of State. Any sovereignty Ukraine possessed disappeared when the United States State Department engineered a coup d'etat where democratically elected President Viktor Yanukovych was forced to flee in 2014. And these events were called the Maidan Revolution. In the Western media, it's called the Revolution of Dignity. It was one of the empire's many color revolutions to isolate and chip away at Russia and expand the empire's hegemony. And the main narrative created by the empire, the American War Party, the neocons, and their supported conservative pundits is Ukraine is a sovereign country, and it deserves our U.S. protection and our support. Yet, really, the opposite is true. The U.S.-led regime change in Ukraine's government was under the direct control of the United States, which has installed its successive puppets. And Americans are very comfortable with effecting regime change while hypocritically talking about respecting sovereignty. The dissonance could not be any clearer. If the American commentators are really concerned about Ukraine's sovereignty, shouldn't they be exposing the past actions against Ukraine's sovereignty by the United States State Department and NATO? Ponder that for a while. Fact number three. The Kuh government immediately acted with hostility towards its Russian-speaking citizens, and approximately 30% of Ukrainian citizens have Russian as their first language. Yet on the first day in power, folks, the Kuh regime acted to make Russia no longer an official state language. And this was followed by more actions of hostility. As documented in the video Crimes of the Euromaidan Nazis, a convoy of buses going back to Crimea was attacked. In Odessa, over 30 opponents of the Kuh government died when they were attacked and the trade union hall was set afire. Lie number four. I skipped ahead. Sorry. The Ukraine should be free to join NATO. Well, this lie cannot be effectively understood without knowing the history of NATO and the dissolving of the Soviet Union in 1991. NATO was created as a military alliance of Western European countries, including Canada and the U.S., to counter FDR, Churchill, and Truman's assistance to Stalin's invasion of seven European countries by 1948. The Soviet Union was dissolved in 1991, as we know, and the Russian Federation, formed with pro-empire President Boris Yeltsin, installed at the time. George W. Bush, James Baker, our American diplomats, assured President Gorbachev that NATO would not expand eastward. Well, none of these agreements were put in writing. That was Gorbachev's mistake. And the U.S. went back on their commitment. NATO, which started with 12 members as an answer to the former Warsaw Pact nation, now stands at 30 members. And it's constantly working to surround Russia with additional NATO states. The Warsaw Pact was dissolved July 1, 1991, after communism fell. Now, the issue over Ukraine membership in NATO is Russian security in Article 5 of the NATO Member States Agreement. And Article 5 is based on military alliance commitments that when one member state is attacked, as was mentioned earlier, all other NATO members must come to its defense. Now, this absurd article is a sure path to war. This is similar to the entangling alliances over Serbia that compelled Europe to the disaster of World War I. And a simple application of the Golden Rule brings this all in perspective, because how would we respond if Russia built and fortified military bases in Cuba, Mexico, and Canada? We already know that because that happened in 1962 in Cuba. And they stocked it with nuclear missiles. We all know how that went over. Now, why should anyone expect Russia not to respond similarly when NATO seeks to expand into the Ukraine and place massive amounts of military equipment and even nukes on its border? Why can't we be honest about this? Why do our conservative commentators never bring this up for discussion?
Because they're getting paid by the pharmaceutical companies, folks, and others.
Fact number four. During World War II, there were Nazi sympathizers in Western Ukraine when the Germans invaded the Soviet Union, and this element continues today in the form of Svoboda, AZOV, and other far-right nationalist parties. The Ukrainian government has even passed legislation heroizing Nazi collaborators while removing statues honoring anti-Nazi patriots. The situation was described 3 years ago in an article called Neo-Nazis in the Far Right Are on the March in Ukraine. The author questioned why the U.S. is supporting this. And under President Poroshenko, 2014 to 2019, nationalism surged and even the Orthodox Church split apart. Interesting. So let's go on to lie number five. Russia has had to build up its defenses in its own country near the Ukraine border and in Belarus. The empire and NATO is moving towards Russia's front porch just miles from Moscow, and yet Russia is the aggressor? Putin currently has stated that Russia has nowhere else to retreat. It is commonly said that the side which fires the first shot starts the war. Well, this is not exactly true, folks, because it is another neocon trick. It is the one who makes firing the first shot necessary, who starts the war. The empire's endgame with Russia is to encircle, attack, destroy, and subjugate it. In fact, number five, the secession of Crimea, Donetsk, and Luhansk are a direct result of the 2014 coup. And in Crimea, a referendum vote was rapidly organized with 83% turnout and 97% voting in favor. And the Crimeans decided to secede from Ukraine and reunify with Russia. Crimea was part of Russia since 1783. And when the administration of Crimea was transferred to the Ukraine in 1954, they were all part of the Soviet Union. This was done without consulting the population. And line number six, the U.S. is in Ukraine to help the Ukrainian people. Oh, please, my BS meter just exploded. This claim is laughable, folks, because when the empire decapitates a nation, installs their own puppets, and takes control of a country, that country ends up being plundered financially and being made dependent on their conquerors. And in the days of the Soviet Union, and even after the collapse of communism in 1991, Ukraine was an agricultural and industrial center. And since 1991 and the empire's regime change in 2014, Ukraine has become Europe's poorest country and has lost 14.7 million people. Ukraine has fared no differently than any other nation brought under Western hegemony, facing poverty, destruction of its defensive, massive losses of population, and a third world dependency. So who's the real aggressor here? And I'll just throw out there, Iraq, Libya, Syria. I mean, come on. You know, those with eyes can see, folks. The only reason the U.S. State Department is in Ukraine is in order to destabilize Russia. All the corruption that's going on and the money that's being made off the weapons and all this crap. Oh, and Burisma oil and a few other little tidbits you can throw in there. The empire's plan is to isolate Russia by the numerous color revolutions that organizes in the nations that border Russia. And the most recent example is what happened this January in Kazakhstan. The culprits in this recent Kazakhstan color revolution are always the same. The CIA, the English M16, and the Israeli Mossad. Fact number six, the Minsk agreements in 2014 and 15 were signed by Ukraine, Ukrainian rebels, Russia, and other European authorities. They were designed to stop the bloodshed in eastern Ukraine and retain the territorial integrity of Ukraine while granting a measure of autonomy to Luhansk and Donetsk. This is not abnormal. There are 17 autonomous zones in Europe, and these agreements were later rebuffed by the Kiev government and Washington. This led to the decision by Russia on 21 February of 2022 to recognize the people of the Republics of Donetsk and Luhansk. But isn't secession illegal under international law? The U.S. and NATO have little credibility to oppose secession since they promoted the breakup of Yugoslavia, the secession of Kosovo from Serbia, the secession of South Sudan from Sudan, the Kurdish secession efforts in Iraq and Syria, and on and on. The secession of Crimea is justified by its unique history and overwhelming popular support. The secession of Luhansk and Donetsk may be justified by the illegal 2014 Kiev coup. The U.S. intervention, both open and secret, has been a major driver of the events in Ukraine, and the U.S. has been a major instigator of this conflict. Line number seven, if Russia military enter Ukraine, it will be an illegal invasion of a sovereign country. That's a lie, folks, because the invasion has already taken place since 2005 and 2014 by the empire and NATO. The empire's invasion was similar to invasions of other countries, regime changes, takeovers of the military, and running puppet governments from U.S. embassies, turning Ukraine from its own sovereign nation into a vassal state. Let's see, who was it? The ambassador that was running guns into Syria out of Benghazi. That's right. Benghazi, Libya. Huh? I mean, this has been going on for a long time. These people are compromised. They're bought and paid for. They're pedophiles. Whatever they are, whatever it is that's causing them to have their strings pulled by other people. If the Russian military enters Ukrainian territory, it will be for purposes of liberation of the Ukrainian people from their present conquerors. The liberation will be first in the Donbass region marked by Russian humanitarian aid with some help to rebuild the Ukrainian infrastructure and economy, which the empire has destroyed. Russia is committed to defend Russian people in the Donbass of Ukraine, but has no desire to incorporate Ukraine into the Russian Federation. But we know that Putin has a multitude of reasons for his aggression, contrary to Biden's lie about Putin acting unprovoked. I think we're going to have a break coming up here shortly. Okay. How many we got, Mike?
You got three callers.
Let's skip the break and take the callers.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know who it is. Who's first?
We got Tom D. Let's go with Tom D. first.
Okay, Tom D., you're on with Michael. Go ahead, sir.
Hello there. Sure, I get right before the break, so I get cut off. Just glad to hear you back.
I just told Mike to skip the break, Tom. Go ahead.
I know. I'm busting your chops.
Okay.
I'm glad to hear you back. It sounds like you got your rhythm back, and not that I'm saying you lost it, but when I first heard about all this, stuff with Russia before they actually crossed the border into Ukraine, I was thinking, you know, did Sleepy Joe and Hunter make some kind of deal with them to make a distraction to keep everybody from thinking about stupid Sleepy Joe and his spread-legged VP, you know, to take the attention away from them or what? But, you know, I still think there's something fishy going on here. I just really think there's more than meets the eye, you know, and there's always something going behind the scenes with these oligarchs and criminals.
Well, part of it, I think, and I'm sure you'll agree, Tom, is covering up for all of the atrocities with the vaccines, because their entire house of cards is folding over that one.
Oh yeah, I know. The roosters are coming home with all these people, you know. And I found out a friend of mine, him and his wife, and they gave their little kid, for 6-7-year-old, the shots. I said, are you out of your mind? And they said, well, we weighed the situation and we determined that was probably the safer way. I said, why don't you just give the kid a goddamn loaded revolver and tell him, you know, take one bullet out and tell him to pull the trigger. He got mad and hung up on me. Oh, I don't know. But
these were your friends?
Anyway, yep.
Wow.
I have a bunch of friends who are absolutely adamant about everything that's going on. It sucks. And they've taken the shots. And some of them took them because they had to go to work. And, you know, I said, you probably signed a death sentence to your young boy. You know, I said, I'll keep my fingers crossed that it doesn't happen, but, you know, what were you thinking? You know, he should have known to call and ask me, because he knows I'm on top of all this stuff. But, you know, what are you going to do? You know?
Well, what you're going to do is you're going to let him drink the Kool-Aid, because all of the talking in the world, and I know you know this because you've been around the block, Tom, all the talking in the world does no good. Okay, it's easier for them to believe our government is benevolent and swallow it than it is to face the truth. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, I know. All right, I don't want to take any more time. You got a couple more callers, but I want to tell everybody, listen, I'm going to have Roger Sales on again tomorrow night on on the Stadtmiller Hour, 2 hours, and we're going to get into the tax consequences of becoming a national citizen. All right, so thanks, Michael. Good show, and glad you're back.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Let's go to the next caller. Don't know who he is because my internet's down, but Mike will tell me. Go ahead, Mike. Next caller.
Let's go to Reb in Colorado. We only have a few minutes.
Reb in Colorado, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks a lot. This is from that famous team, Bubba Scout Reb. And I just want to tell you, we listen in to all these broadcasts, and we're on with John B. Wells, Mark Midnight, and he's on with General McInerney and General Laverell. They're not going to get rid of this regime. You didn't hear this, but they said they're either going to leave because we're going to get that last election. They're still stuck on that last election. And they said the Cameron scorecard with Chi-Com's rigged it. You know, we got it. He said they're either going to reverse that and put in the rightful regime. And we don't care who's in the White House, personally, us three. But they're going to be there, or he's going to use the Second Amendment. And when a general says, this is a three-star general, McInerney, and his Laverell, he's got 200 other flag officers and generals saying, hey, Millie, Austin, leave. Don't be there when we get there. And that's what's going to happen. You're going to see this regime get thrown out by military force. They're done with these freaks. We know this because we're at the top of the Pentagon. We're not part of the regime. We're part of the United States of America, capital letters, government, in a gag complaint.
Yeah, you're breaking. You're both breaking up on me. I don't know if people can hear me clearly.
I can't hear you
too much.
We're all breaking up.
Hold on.
Okay, let's see. There. Is that any better?
No. I had this happen a week or two ago. I think the phone systems are breaking down in our connections.
Okay. Oh, boy. Yeah, the connection is pretty bad. All right, last caller.
Let's try John in Rancho Cucamonga. I kind of doubt he's going to be any better. Go ahead, John. Let's see if we can hear you.
Okay, I think I heard you say John. I don't know where he's from, but let's go with John. John, you're on the mic. Go ahead. Okay, I'm losing everybody here. Hold on a second. Folks, but my connection was bad, not on the internet today. Can you hear me?
Can you hear us, John? I can hear you, Mike, but you're breaking up. We may have to abort this last couple of minutes here. Are you hearing us, John?
I'll tell you what, you're breaking up so bad I can't understand. So I don't know whether it's my phone or whether it's the connection.
No, it's the phone system somewhere, either between here and our provider or something with our provider and their services outward.
Okay. Well, I say the best thing to do is just hit nerve with them and do it next time. I'll see if I get this internet straightened out because I can't hear anybody that's talking, just very little.
I got you. Well, in case y'all can't hear, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap this up. We're having some phone issues. The internet and the phone systems don't always cooperate properly. So I guess we'll just wrap it up and go to the outro here a little early. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you. Sorry if you can't understand anything I'm saying.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app
can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting.